A big car company would probably never hire someone like Jason Wolf to head up its North American division.
I was in computers, in IT. I worked for a company by the name of SAP.
Wolf's a software guy. He works in the Silicon Valley, and yet he's in the car business. The company is called Better Place, and Wolf runs its North American division. Now, even though Better Place wants to change the way you and I drive and wants to take on the big boys like GM and Nissan, it's probably better to call it a tech company. That's the sound of a prototype all-electric car I drove recently at Better Place's headquarters in Palo Alto, California. But before we hear more about it, a little background, President Obama says he wants 1 million electric cars on American roads within 5 years.
I'm committed to a strategy that ensures America leads in the design and the deployment of the next generation of clean energy vehicles.
All this is great news for companies like Better Place. It means government-backed loans are being made available to develop the technology. Now, while the big companies are starting to jump on the electric bandwagon, Nissan's all-electric Leaf and GM's dual gas-electric Volt both debut later this year, the biggest innovations aren't only happening in Detroit and Yokohama. They're happening in the place that brought you the iPod and the microchip, Silicon Valley. And Jason Wolf at Better Place is betting that consumers will be willing to buy his car at a lower price than the competition, but also pay a monthly subscription, a deal that would cover all maintenance, battery changes, and electricity.
Today with a gasoline car, you buy your car, and then you basically have a subscription with an oil company, Exxon, Chevron, whoever. You drive to a gasoline station once a week on average, and you fill up. That's your subscription. It's random. The price changes over time. You're not usually happy because you have to go out of your way. With these vehicles, what you do is you get your subscription predetermined. Someone comes to your house, installs a charge spot, and basically you are happy just getting your energy without changing your behavior.
Better Place will own all the charge points, and it hopes to power them using alternative sources of energy like wind power. The vision is that those charge points and battery switch stations will be built all across America. So if you're running low on power, say, and you don't have time to recharge, you pull into an automated station and switch out the battery. But to get to that future, there's one major obstacle to overcome.
It is the price of gasoline.
Gasoline in America is relatively inexpensive, and so it's still cheaper, a lot cheaper, to buy a gas-powered car than an electric.
The gasoline engine is fueled by a fuel that is subsidized. And once you put in the externalities of what gasoline causes economically, environmentally, and geopolitically, then you will see a much quicker adoption.
A 45-second drive west from Better Place headquarters will take you to Tesla Motors. The company was founded 7 years ago, and it started selling its all-electric Roadster in 2008. Zach Edson, who heads up product management, opens the trunk to show me the battery.
So it's in the same area as the trunk in the back of the car.
Now, this is not a car for everyone. First off, the price. The Tesla Roadster, a glorious two-seat sports car based on a model made by the British carmaker Lotus, well, it costs about $109,000, and you can get one right now. But to drive it, well, let's just say it has the power to almost turn a non-car-owning, cost-conscious public radio host into a reckless spender.
Ready?
Yep. So what you need to do is just put your foot on the brake and turn the key like you would any other car. And release it. The car is now on. You just need to push the R button for reverse and we can get out of here.
That's it.
That's
we're
it.
On. You promise me?
I promise you.
You promise me we're on. Okay.
Yep.
And that's really how quiet it sounds. Now, Tesla is unlikely to become a major car company. It's had some financial troubles. But what sets it apart from the others is it has a head start. And besides, Tesla wants the competition. Here's J.B. Straubel, the chief technology officer.
If you look at the questions 5 years ago, it was more of, well, nobody else is headed in this direction. You know, how do you guys know that you're even going vaguely in the right place? And, you know, I think we would be a lot more worried if no one in the entire industry was headed in this direction.
And if you'd like to see photos of Tesla's Roadster and the Better Place prototype, check out our website, npr.org.